Okay. This is a video. This well, this is I'm going to talk about something. This was a what the fuck was I going to say? Oh, it's about this. It's a story about this house party I went to when I was like 19 years old on my birthday. It's a cool story. This is how it started. I was 19. Today was my birthday, and I think it happened to be like on a weekend. So me and my boy Snoop is my boy Snoop, not the real Snoop Dogg, but a guy from the hood that I still hang. I'm still cool with to this day. I went to his house. You know what I mean? Basically, the plan was to like get a bottle and get drunk. He bought me a bottle of Mad Dog. You know what I mean? Because back then, me and him, even you know what I mean? Me back then, me and him were like pussies when it came to fucking drinking. Like, we couldn't handle like the fucking like the shit we drink now. Like, you know what I mean? Because we drink brown tequila, vodka, fuck it, no big deal, no chaser, fuck it. Back then, we were like pussies when it came to alcohol and shit, so we had to get Mad Dog. Plus, it was like cheap as fuck. It was like, you know what I mean? Mad Dog was cheap, still is pretty cheap now. But anyway, he buys me this bottle, we're drinking and shit like that. After a few hours, it was like, we thought we were gonna get drunk, have some fun, joke about it, and then pass out. But no, like we fucking finished the bottle, and we're just sitting there bored as shit. Like, we're trying to hit some girls up to come through, because he was living in his sister's basement at the time. So we used to sneak girls. Well, he used to sneak girls. Every once in a blue moon, I would come through. But he used to sneak girls through the back, you know, just come through the back to the basement. You know, a lot of basements have that door, have a back door and shit like that. That's what he would do, bring them through that back door. But no chicks was there tonight. So we're bored, and I'm searching for the stingy. Then it dawned on me, like, there's this party on the north side area, like a decent area on the north side. Because at that time, this is when I first got hip to Facebook. I got a Facebook and shit like that. And like, you know, when you get friends and then shit like that, and you get that little invite. They like, you know, like, oh, there's a party. Will you be attending? You know what I mean? I didn't think I would go to that because I didn't know anybody there and shit like that. You know what I mean? Because at that time, some of the people I knew, I went to high school with, or I just happened to know, or I was friends with, was going to it. So it kind of popped up on my phone again, like photos, like, you know what I mean, shit like that, like of the party and shit. And I'm like, oh wow, there's a party on the north side. Da, 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 da. And Snoop is just so bored. He said, "Fuck it, let's go." Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're like, for real? Okay, cool, let's go. But at the time, it was like fucking 10 o'clock, like 10:30-ish. You know what I mean? And you know what I mean? So by the time if we got downtown, the buses would have stopped running and we wouldn't have made it. So he asked his sister, can we borrow the car? Her car. She said, yeah, long as they fill the gas tank up and shit like that. We fill it up before we come back. Cool. So we get in the car. We're on our way to this party. We get there. First off, man, dude, we had the fucking party like, oh my gosh, like, I honestly can't tell you how many blocks away it was like we parked far as shit from the party because it was like so many parking because this party was lit. It was like that movie. It was I wouldn't call it like that movie Project X. It was that crazy, but it was a lot of people. Like, the whole house was filled up to the point where like people were just on the porch or on the lawn spewing. You know what I mean? Just like, cause there's not enough room in the house. So we get to the, we get up there. We get through all these people into the house. First thing I notice is was this dude. He's in the corner getting a blowjob from this girl. Like, dead ass, like, and it's like, whoa, and I, you know, tap Snoop, like, look at this, oh, you know what I mean? So we rushing through people, trying to make it to the kitchen, you know what I mean, see where the alcohol is and shit like that. There was, man, this party had a fuck ton of beers. I mean, there was like a little bit of liquor here and there, like a few bottles left. By the time we got there, them bottles were like almost going away, like almost like gone. But there was like a fuck ton of beer, dude. You know what I mean? So I went to go grab me a beer. I grabbed two for me and my man Snoop. But when I turned my back to give Snoop the beer, he was gone. I didn't know where he went. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? He just disappeared. And so I'm just like, oh, okay. I guess he's, I just assumed, you know, oh, he saw a chick or something and he went to go holler and he just fucked that, disappeared. So anyways, what the fuck? After he disappears, I'm just drinking beers. Beers. I'm drinking beers. I'm just drinking the fuck out of beers, man. And I'm feeling a little bit, you know what I mean? I went to the bathroom a little bit. I think I was there for like an hour and a half. I'm having fun. But, you know, at that point, I wasn't really in getting any action at that time. You know what I mean? You know, so I'm having fun. Oh, yeah. Then I see like this girl I went to high school with. Or was it high school, middle school? No, it was middle school. My fault. There was this chick there I went to middle school with. And she was at this party. She was like one of them shy girls that didn't talk much and shit like that. I actually saw her like at the party of some dude hitting it from the back in the, like in the corner, like almost like kind of like in the corner of, I think it was the kitchen, if I'm correct, and shit like that. And I'm like, oh shit, he's hitting it and shit like that. And then some dude just like pushed me out the way, like move, and whipped his dick out and shit so she could suck his dick and all that. And, you know, they ran a train on her in front of everybody. Bless that girl's heart. I hope she's doing well. Hope she kept the baby. But anyways, so after like maybe 2 hours of being there, I'm drinking beers and shit. I think I smoked like some, yeah, some schmuck like rolled a blunt, right? And like put it down. And he like walked off, I guess. You know what I mean? I don't remember. You know what I mean? He just like walked off and forgot about the blunt. And I picked it up and lit it, smoked it with some other guy because I didn't have a lighter. So I was like, yo, you got a lighter? Let me spark this blunt. I basically stole some dude's blunt. Like, he just put the blunt down, walked off for a second. I don't know for what, but I just saw an opportunity and took it. He had no clue it was me. You know what I mean? But I'm not a thief, though. But anyway, so I'm just, like, smoking it, and I'm high as fuck. I'm pretty drunk. I noticed this basement door, right? And like it opened and it was this shiny red light, like somebody was basically using a red light bulb instead of a regular light bulb in the basement. I see a girl walk up and I'm thinking, damn, she's sexy as fuck. You know what I mean? Oh, okay. She's in the basement. And then a dude walks down there and then another chick walks down there. And then another couple, a guy and a girl walks up and I'm noticing this for like good 10, 15 minutes. I'm like, what the fuck is down there? So I go down there. I like open the door, go down there and see what the fuck is going on down there. And it's like kind of like, how can I describe it? It's like kind of like the 80s almost in a sense. It's like, you know what I mean? Not the '80s, but it was like pills. There was not no cocaine or nothing, but there was like liquor bottles. It's like all them bottles upstairs were all gone, but there was like at least like 10, 12 bottles of liquor for that party downstairs and shit like that. And everyone's either like kissing a girl. It's like basically like kind of like a couples thing. Like some people are kissing. One guy's like, this girl's like riding this dude's dick. Another couple, they're like dry humping each other and kissing. And then another dude is getting his dick sucked down there as well. And one of the dudes, he kind of gets up, is like this, this tall black dude. He's like, hey, you know what I mean? He reminded me of Matthew McConaughey in, Dazed and Confused. Like, hey, what's good, man? You know what I mean? Like you can tell he was smoking like mad blunts. I don't know if he fucking took any of them pills. I didn't try none of them pills. I don't do no pills, but anyways, he was like feeling himself, like not like cocky and assholeish, but kind of like, I'm feeling good tonight. Like, you know what I mean? So it's like, hey man, what's up, man? You made it down to the private party. You know what I mean? Like, oh, okay, cool. He's like, yeah, there's more beers in there in the fridge, but he tells me there's jello shots. You know what I mean? And I've never had jello shots. And then he tells me the rule is like the next woman, the girl that comes down, you better hop on that shit, because if you don't hop on that shit, then you gotta get the fuck out. You see what I mean? That was the thing, the rule. You know what I mean? So he's like, just enjoy yourself and wait till for a chick to calm it down. Okay, cool. He gives me a blunt, actually, because he had like he had like 20 blunts rolled up, and I think he would just give it to people, because he gave me one. And I didn't even know this fucking dude. I don't even remember this schmuck's name. So he gives me the blunt. Okay, you know what I mean? I put it on my ear, I think I did. Because this is when I had contacts. I used to rock contacts heavy, so I could do that. So I'll go to the little fridge and give me some Jello shot. Cause they, well, matter of fact, there was like so many beers in there, man. I think I grabbed another beer, but I don't remember. Maybe I did, maybe didn't. But I know I grabbed some Jello shots. I had at least 10 of them motherfuckers, and I've never had Jello shots. So I didn't realize, like you know what I mean? Like how Jello shots affect, and then that Jello sitting in your stomach. You know what I mean? I didn't really know the fucking effect. You know what I mean? So anyways, I took 10 Jello shots thinking they were good because they were all blue because I love blue Jello. So there was this girl that comes out. She was like shorter than me. I don't know if she was white or biracial. I couldn't tell because I couldn't, you know, I really couldn't tell. She had straight hairish, like straight hair. So I don't know. I couldn't tell, but she has big fucking tits, dude. They were huge. I saw those titties and was like, oh man, on them. And then the dude who you know, welcomed me in, he got that look on his face like, you better get that. All right, cool, I got it. So, you know what I mean? And like, I'm like, hey, how you doing? Do you want to sit down and smoke a blunt with me? She goes, yeah. You know what I mean? And, oh yeah, and I was actually a gentleman because, like, actually, I did grab a beer. Cause I, now I remember, but I didn't open that beer and I just end up giving it to the girl, like, and make it seem like I'm like, you know, oh, like I read your mind, you know, almost. So I did get a beer, but I gave it to the chick cause I'm a gentleman like that. So we smoked, sparked the blunt. And I'm like, I don't know what I was saying. I know I asked her like, oh, was she having a good time and da, 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 da. But as I'm talking, cause I'm drunk, I don't remember. She kind of, basically, I was looking at her tits, and she noticed them, and she's like, oh, you, so you like my tits? Da, 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 da. And I'm like, yeah, I love your tits. I love big tits in general. She, like, takes my hand and lets me feel on them and shit like that. And it's like, it's on a poppin', and I start kissing her, which was probably not the wisest choice, because, you know, she could have fucking blew some dude. She could have finished blowing some guy upstairs. But I didn't care because I was like drunk and I'm like, oh, I'm gonna get some. I'm gonna stick my dick in this chick. But what fucks it all up was them Jello shots came back up and I threw up all over this bitch's tits, all on her cleavage and shit like that. Man. I threw up all over the shit. Oh man, people were like pissed. They wanted to kick my ass. I ruined everything. One guy didn't even let the girl stop giving him a blowjob. He just keep going. You know, he said, just keep going. You know what I mean? He didn't care, but everyone was grossed out. The guy that invited me down, that welcomed me in, he was pissed. His group was fucked up, so I got out of the basement. You know what I mean? Like, cause it's like, this party's over with. So I'll go upstairs, back upstairs. Party's still going on. And meanwhile, it's like, maybe like 1 o'clock, 1:30. Maybe 1:30. Probably close to 2. There was this big motherfucker there. I actually remember this dude. His name was Bradley. He was a big black dude. He was like one of those big son of a bitches that was cool with everybody. He was that dude that, like, you know, you got that one popular guy who's just cool with everyone. He's just a nice, cool guy. He's a great guy. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he's the type of dude, if this son of a bitch with no friends is just by himself, he'll be like, hey, what up, man? How you doing, man? You having a good day? Don't even know this dude. Never talks to this guy kid in a day in his life. You know what I mean? All good. You know, he was that guy. So when he was like that with me, you know what I mean? Cause I wasn't Mr. Popular in high school. So I see him again. I'm like, oh, hey, what up, man? Da, da, da. But like, he kind of blows me off and walks past me because he looks like he's pissed. I don't know why he's pissed, but he looked like he was in a bad mood. So I'm just, oh, whatever. You know, I'm partying. I'm trying to, like, you know, get out some girls, like, you know what I mean? Like, cause I still had a heart on from the previously chick I encountered. So I'm like, you know, trying to holler at some chicks, see what girl I can holler at. But then I hear this commotion, like, kind of like in a dining room area. Bradley, I don't know what Bradley was doing or why I don't know what he was doing, but I don't know why he did this. But he just was like, so he was just taking all the furniture, right? Like the chairs, the lamps, pictures. He's just throwing it on the porch. I don't know why he's doing this. He's like pissed. He looked like he was like angry when he came in. So it was like, I guess he had to blow off some steam. So he just starts taking this dude's furniture, Mr. Cool's furniture in the basement and shit. And like he took in the lamp. He's like taking the fucking, he's like lifting the fucking, the sofa and like sliding out the fucking door. Like as if he was like taking furniture and putting it on a truck. But he was just throwing it on the porch, somebody's house. I don't know what the fuck was going on, why he was doing this. People are laughing. Some people are like concerned. You know what I mean? He's taking the baby pictures. He's taking fucking grandma's lamp. He's just like, he's taking the coffee table. He's pointing it on the porch. I don't know why he's doing all this. So I guess someone went to go get Mr. Cool, because this is his house. You know what I mean? Mr. Cool comes upstairs, and he's like motherfucker, like walking towards Bradley, like he's ready to fucking like feed him a knuckle sandwich. But what happened was is he slipped on something, like I guess some liquid or some water or liquor, I don't know, beer, I don't know what, maybe throw up, that'd be fucked up, or he slips on it, right? It falls back on his back, and he hits his head off the ground, like, hard, to the point where, like, I think it knocked him out, I don't know. And everyone was like, oh my gosh, I'm like, oh my god, you know what I mean? And, like, people pick him up. It was, like, one guy, he gets him, like, by his shoulders, you know what I mean? I mean, you know, his top half. And this other guy gets him by the legs. And I'm kind of, like, and I remember doing this, like, kind of going toward him to see if he's okay. Kind of, like, smack his face to make sure he's not dead. And they're about to move him to a couch that Bradley didn't take outside to the porch, you know, that's still in the house. So when we do that, cops kind of like walk in like, hey, you know what I mean? Cause it's like fucking almost 2 a.m. It's like 2 a.m. and the party's still going on and shit. People are trying to get some rest. Hey, but everyone just panicked because most of the people there were like probably like under 21 drinking. So everyone just panicked. And the dudes who was holding Mr. Cool, they drop him on the ground and run and book it. And I book it too. Everyone's booking it and shit. It was like every man for himself. Meanwhile, I haven't seen Snoop this entire time. I have not seen Snoop. So I run to the car. The car was like, again, like blocks away from the party. So there was no cops in the area or nothing like that. So I like get to the fucking where it was. I'm hoping like, oh, I hope this motherfucker didn't leave me. The car's still there. So I'm like, oh, he didn't leave. Okay, cool. But this asshole locked the door, of course. So anyways, I'm like sitting by the car like for like maybe 25 minutes, 30 minutes. Like, I don't even know, but that's what it felt like. It could have been 10 minutes, but that's how it felt, like at least 25 to 30. So anyways, I'm sitting there bored, hitting up his cell phone. He's not answering. So I'm like, okay, where the fuck is he? Hope he didn't get arrested or nothing. And then, bam, I see him walking down the street with his fat girl behind him and shit, you know, following him. Like, okay, you're like, oh, shit, I thought the police got you. Like, nah, they didn't get me. He explained that, like, when he booked it, he went, like, the wrong direction and got lost. And that's why it took him so long to get to the car, because he had a couple of drinks himself. So, and I'm like, who's this girl? You know what I mean? Like, oh, I don't know. Like, she's basically like the chick was following him. He didn't even invite her. You know what I mean? It was basically a chick he was about to smash. So, but you know what I mean? Before the police came in, but she followed him. So she gets in the backseat of the car. We're driving. You know what I mean? We're driving and driving. And at the time, I had braids and shit. And I'm not really into girls touching my hair. I know girls was into that back then. But I really wasn't into it, especially that night, because you could have been jacking some dude off, had like so many dicks in your hands, and you're touching my fucking body. Nah, dude. I mean, it ain't no fucking better than kissing her like I did the other chick, because who knows if she blew a guy. But, dude, I've been fucked up. He came in her mouth and I kissed her. Ew. I'm going to pretend I ain't say that. But anyways, so I'm like, yo, stop touching my hair, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And then she goes like, oh, da-da-da. She just like, I know you, isn't your name? I forgot what name she said, but it was clearly not my name. I'm like, what? That's not my name, shut up. I'm like, no, she was like, da-da-da. She starts mouthing off to me. Like, meanwhile, we're driving, my man's driving, she's mouthing off. And I'm like, I was like, man, and I basically told her to go fuck herself, right? And she's talking more shit, and Snoop intervenes like, yo, stop talking to my mans like that. What the fuck is wrong with you? You in my car and shit like that. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, man, you know what I mean? And he just goes, you know what? Shut up. Go fuck yourself. Literally, fuck yourself right now in the backseat of this car while I'm driving. and she starts figuring herself and shit like that. And she came harder. I'm laughing like, dude. And she came like harder. She goes, oh! She had one of those type of like little things she does. But after she do that, right, we kind of stop into this gas station. You know what I mean? Cause, you know what I mean? I don't know why. I didn't tell him. I didn't know why he stopped in the gas station. He just stopped in the gas station. And he just like, yo, shawty, da-da-da-da, you trying to go in there and get us a few things? Yeah, I mean, since we giving you a free ride. I say, sure, cool. He gives her, like, I think, like, $3, $3 or $4. Like, here, grab this and that and that. Cool. She gets out the car and shit like that. And Snoop, he's an asshole. He takes her purse, right? Throws it out the fucking car, like out the car, and drives off, leaving the chick out there with $3 in her pocket, which she's gonna spend on a bunch of shit that, like, you know what I mean? She's not gonna want. It was like for us. And we just leave her ass there. Funny as shit. And, but, like, he drops me off. He goes home. The next day, though, I get a call from Snoop talking about, yo, bro, you need to come up here and help me clean this real fast. I'm like, clean what? Like, and turns out the chick who fucked herself was a squirter. Turns out, and she kind of got squirted all over like the backseat and shit like that. And like, oh man, dude. And you ever smell squirt like left like that? And then the next day, it smells horrible. It smells like a little bit like, smells like pretty much like piss, dude. And we had to clean that shit up. Man, dude. But that was one funny story, one funny night. Hope you enjoy this story. I'm out.